Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, Waka, Chakma. All across the tundra, also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast, this is Grady Deaton. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK. And we were doing city council candidates this week, but one of those candidates did not reach the challenge or answer the call. Consequently, we have another guest this morning, and to host the show, Anna Rose MacArthur. Good morning, Anna Rose.
Good morning, Grady. Winter is on its way, and that means that sled dog racing is too. The Kuskokwim 300 Race Committee plans to sponsor a local race season throughout the winter and to run its main event, the K300 itself, in January. Plans could change as the pandemic changes. With us to talk about the season as it stands now is Kuskokwim 300 race manager Paul Basil. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. And Rose, I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Paul, with the pandemic occurring, why is the K300 Race Committee committed to finding a way to make the K300 work?
Yeah, it's, I guess that's the question of the hour. There are several factors. I think one of the really compelling reasons to us is that just like so many other professions or sectors of the economy, dog mushers and dog mushing have really taken a hit in the last 6 months with canceled races. And many of the mushers who come out for the K300 rely on tourism in the summer, and they lost that largely this year. So because mushers, both those coming out for the K300 and local mushers rely on our races for income, we felt an obligation to try if we can do it safely. The sled dogs aren't going anywhere, and they don't know that there's a pandemic going on, and they need to run. So having races gives mushers and dogs purpose in their training. And I think the other thing is that the K300 has a lot of fans, and we have the opportunity to provide something to look forward to. If we can find a way to pull it off safely, we really felt we had an obligation to try and see it through.
Have you talked with any mushers about the race, if they're interested in coming, if K300 commits to making the race happen, if they will, do their best to also come out here?
Yeah. Since we announced our plans last week, there's been a universally positive response on social media and through phone calls and emails. I think mushers and fans were excited to hear the news, and we expect to have a pretty good field.
There are a lot of logistics that would have to be changed in light of the pandemic. One of the first ones is figuring out the testing protocol. Mushers, handlers, veterinarians all come in from outside of Bethel to participate in the race. How will they be tested for COVID-19?
All right. So, we'll, of course, be following whatever state and city mandates there are at the time. So our plan at the moment follows the current mandates, and I suppose it even goes a little further. We're working with YKHC to make sure we're doing this the best way we can too. So anybody coming out for the K300 will be required to show a I should say, anybody coming from outside the region, you know, and that's the way the city mandate reads, anybody coming from outside the YK Delta region will be required to show a negative test result from within three days of travel. And then we are going to line up a rapid test for everybody upon their arrival. So that's the current testing plan.
There's also the issue of housing. Traditionally, people throughout Bethel would open their homes and have mushers and their handlers and veterinarians stay with them in their homes. How will the K300 house everyone who's coming in January?
Yeah, I mean, this is really one of the biggest challenges we identified right away. It's, you know, it's not just the mushers. Most of them travel with a handler as well. And so it turns into a pretty significant number of people. And they start showing up the Monday or Tuesday before the race and are here until the Tuesday after the race. But so what we're doing right now is working with some of the lodging businesses in town. And we are, of course, it's going to depend on how many people actually do come out for the race, what facilities we need, but, we are going to offer, lodging in one or two, neutral places where mushers will be able to remain isolated from the community and, you know, everybody would be safe that way. Yeah.
One reason that the K300 has able to keep its purse high and to grow its purse and to have a relatively low registration fee is because the K300 is so volunteer-driven. And one of those reasons is housing. Does that mean that the registration fee will be more this year to be able to pay for those accommodations in a hotel or another commercial place of lodging?
We don't have any plans to increase the registration fee right now. And, you know, I could say that there hasn't been any discussion of that at this point.
There's also the issue of the checkpoints. The K300 goes through not just Bethel, but it then passes through Tulixac, through Kalskag, through Aniak. The villages traditionally will open up facilities to the mushers. There's people excitedly interacting with the mushers, interacting with the race itself. Will those village checkpoints exist? If not, what will a checkpoint look like?
Yeah, and this is another area where we're very much in a planning phase, and you know, a lot of it'll come down to observations of what's going on come December and January in terms of the pandemic, and also you know, what the wishes of those villages are at that time. Certainly, if a village is in complete lockdown, we're not going to come marching through with 20-something dog teams and all the volunteers and entourage that come along with that. So I think, you know, we're kind of working on numerous plans at once, you know, depending on what the scenario is. Certainly, the extreme that we are committed to doing, if that's what we need to do, is that we'll just completely avoid those villages and set up temporary camps or come up with a different race route. And, you know, it'll turn into be a very different K300, but we're ready to do that if that's what we need to do.
Has the K300 spoken already with the leadership of Tulixac, Kalskag, or Aniak about the race?
I myself have only been directly in touch with folks in Kalskag, at this point. Again, you know, it's so far off still, and, much is unknown at this time. So, we're still in early phases of planning with regard to that.
The start line can be a very crowded event. It is outside, but also a lot of people close together. Would there be any crowd control at the start line?
Yeah, this is another area that we haven't dug too deep into. I think, you know, I can say, of course, with it being outside in an open-air environment, I think the concern is less. But certainly we would encourage social distancing. And we've talked about extending the chute. And so I think that would allow people to get up close to the teams as they're going by, but spread out, you know, over a greater distance. I think there are probably some things we could do to modify, you know, add on to the chute to add some space between where people stand. You know, again, yeah, I think a lot of that is going to just come down to, really, appealing to people to be responsible and remain distant from one another while they're out there.
All the in-person public events, such as the mushers meetings, the bib drawings, the banquet, that would turn to a live streaming event where the public wouldn't be allowed to enter. These events actually have been live streamed over the past couple years, and was there a high participation in the live streaming?
The award banquet in particular last year, there was a surprising number of people who actually watched the whole two-hour show. So I think, you know, especially diehard fans are going to do that if that's the only way to participate in it and to enjoy it. Yeah, you know, and that's why that's kind of an easy decision because, you know, we've done it before and we know it can be done. Certainly that's a way to keep people safe is to just to eliminate those parts of the race where there are big crowds indoors.
There's also, of course, the same weekend as the K300. There's the Bogus 150 and the Akiak Dash also occurring. Would any logistics change for those races?
You know, I mean, both of those races have an indoor mushroom meeting, so we would probably move that outdoors, I think. But apart from that, you know, I don't see those races having the same impact. And the same goes for the five local races we have throughout the winter. You know, the crowds are smaller generally, and basically everything takes place outside. You know, it'll be pretty straightforward to pull those races off without much modification.
When is the first race scheduled for, if it is on the calendar yet, for the local season?
The date is not set yet. We'll probably set the date for the first or second weekend in December and see how winter progresses. If trails are ready for a race at that point, we'll do it. And as you know, some of those early races are sometimes delayed a week or two until conditions are agreeable.
Many people really love the K300 swag. It's a tradition sometimes to buy the T-shirts, to buy the new sweatshirts that come out every year. How can people buy them this year? You can't go to Saturday Market.
Exactly. Yeah, and so right now, as long as there's no Saturday Markets, our plan is going to be to do only online sales. And so we're still setting that up, and the 2021 merchandise is not all been printed yet. But in the next few weeks, we're going to launch an online store. Everybody in Bethel and beyond will be able to do all their shopping online. And for folks in Bethel, we're going to have some sort of a pickup option. Haven't quite figured that out yet, but details. Forthcoming.
Mm-hmm. The race started in 1980. There's been a race every year ever since. It's never been canceled. This year, circumstances are different with the pandemic. How are you monitoring the event? What if the race doesn't happen?
I guess never say never, but at this point, we're really confident that we're going to be able to put on some kind of a race. As we've discussed, it's going to look pretty different from any other K300. Barring dramatic change in how things are going with the pandemic, we think we can do a race, and I think we'll remain open to the option of delaying before we take the step of canceling. Just like everybody else, all we can do is, make a plan and try to see it through and wait and see what happens. And certainly we're not going to do anything irresponsible we're not going to, if there are city mandates or state mandates in place that make it impossible, we're not going to go against those.
Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Anna Rose. Pleasure as always.
Paul Basil is the Kuskokwim 300 race manager. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. You're listening to Coffee at KYU. Grady, back to you.
Thanks a lot, Anna Rose. Have an excellent morning. And listeners, don't forget to be awesome to each other.